And he's going home.
Oh, man.
Well, it took a while, didn't it?
Hey, man. Always on time. He's always on time, man. I mean, it's just awesome right now. It's a great feeling.
Going back home?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't think we've been there since Katrina, right before Katrina. And, you know, it's just a blessing, man. I just thank God for assembling this team and his grace, man. I mean, long time coming, but it takes time, you know, and we built up to this point. You know, we went against a great team today. And, I mean, this is, I mean, a great organization. You know, they've been the champions. You know, I'm sitting outside in the hallway looking at the Super Bowl picture, you know, the parade. So, I mean, it was a hard-fought game. You know, we're just thankful and grateful to be on this side of the ball.
Dad, what does it mean to you, to go back home?
I really don't have any words for it, man. I rushed in the locker room to call my mom. You know, cause I know my family alone, you know, been going through some things, you know. So I'm just thankful, man, to be going home to New Orleans, you know, for the whole New Orleans to see some hometown guys, man. I mean, for Jacoby, you know, we talked about it, you know, and like I said, we haven't been there since Katrina, man. So we're just grateful, man. Yeah. I mean, we talked about it. You know, we knew it was going to be tough, you know, because Brady's a great quarterback, man, that you really have to disguise things and pretty much be perfect. You know, he puts the ball on his receivers in their chest, you know. So, you know, we knew we had to have perfect coverage, and we knew it was going to be a 60-minute game, no quit. You know, I mean – we always played these guys tough, and they always played us tough, you know. So, I mean, we expected it.
How much have you seen Joe Flacco? I mean, you've seen him come in as a rookie and now taking a team to the Super Bowl.
I mean, Joe has always been that guy from day one. From the first snap he went against our defense, I knew he was a smart guy. You know, I told his story many times. He took the ball, we blitzed him, and he threw it straight to the sideline out of bounds. You know, because he knew we were coming. You know, so, I mean, he always been a leader, more than potential to lead us to where we're going right now. It just takes growth, and he've embraced it, you know, and we've helped each other along the way. Every teammate, every coach, we've helped each other along the way, you know, and I mean, without grace, man, without God's grace, man, we, honestly, man, we're nothing.
And what did it mean to have OJ out there with you guys at the coin toss?
Oh, man, I mean, what can you say about OJ, man? What can't you say? OJ's been our strength. You know, OJ took me under his wing when I first got here, you know, and everything he's been through, you know, and going through to still be the same, OJ. You know, and be enlightened to you, man. Be a light for our team. I mean, you could say so much about Juice, man. I love Juice. Juice is like an uncle to me, a brother. You know, I love Juice, man. I give everything for him, you know, because no other man, I put no other man in his position to go through what he's going through. You know, outside of little Tyler who comes to our practice, who's going through leukemia right now, man. Tyler, what's up? You know, he's been strength to us, you know, for him to be fighting through, you know. And even Chuck, man, Chuck been a part of this too for what he went through. That touched us, that hit home, you know, because we know what OJ been battling through. And it's not no tough sled, man. That's something none of us in here can imagine. I mean, I had no words, man. I'm just grateful. I'm honestly just grateful, man, for our coaches, for everything we've been through since Coach Harbaugh got here. He had a vision of working us a certain way and taking us through something to build something to create this moment. And we believed it. But it was just something we had to go through as men and understand each other, you know, understand the process together. And he, I mean, Coach, man, I know he's right there, and but he humbled himself. He know what day I'm talking about, a bye week, to listen to his players. To really listen to his players, man. But Coach process, I always said our coaching staff is amazing for what they do. But that process that we went through as a team of growth.
All right. Don has the last question.
I just want to say, you know, at that Week 15 loss to Denver, you were pretty puzzled after that game. You talked a lot. It seemed like the low point.
It was.
From there to here.
It was.
Is it when you least expect it, something comes together?
It, you know what, man? God has a plan to take you through something, to go through something, to make you the men you are. You know, that was a moment where we as a team, I felt like defensively anyway, it was some eternal things that we really had to clear up to understand each other. And, you know, that was the lowest point in the season, I thought, for the defense and maybe as a team, because it hurt us to lose that game. You know, we felt like that we was a better team, not better than Denver, but a better team as a whole to play differently week to week. And we didn't that day. We didn't. We came out there and it was the sideline was trouble. We never had that, you know. And for us to go through that process, losing those games, that's all work, man, of the man upstairs, man, because we knew we had the team. We knew we went through the process. We knew we had the double downs and training camp and the tough days and the hard work and the countless hours of let's go to work. Let's go to work. You know, and to get here, man, it's amazing. It's amazing, man, to be going back to New Orleans, man. I'm so grateful, man. I'm to go to the Crescent City. Hey. Here we come, baby. Oh, yeah. Dinner on me, man. Everybody. Hey, thank y'all.
Hey, Billy's going to take
stay buckled up, Baltimore. Didn't we tell you?
Y'all have a good night, baby.
Hey, do you know where you're going?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Fun.
Thank you.